Unit 12, Test 1, Section 1, Number 1. It is impossible for me to understand every line of the poem.
Number 2. There is a special English program on Voice of America.
Number 3. Do you often listen to China Radio International?
Number 4. You'd better give us proper explanation about the program.
Number 5. You'll enjoy good service in the hotel.
Section 2. This is VOA, the Voice of America.
This is London, BBC World Service.
Welcome to China Radio International.
This is Radio Pyongyang, DPRK.
This is Radio Moscow, Russia.
Section 3, number 13. Much of Europe, like Japan, has a school year of up to 240 days, compared with the 180 school days in America.
Number 14. Upstairs at the King's School in the United States, two sixth grade math classes were at work.
Number 15. Good news for sports fans. Italian football giants AC Milan and Sampdoria will visit China this summer.
Number 16. For every Chinese student who leaves the country, the biggest question is whether or not to return.
Number 17. A documentary film on the late Chinese leader Zhou Enlai's life and work is shown in cinemas across the nation to mark his 100th birthday.
Number 18. Southwest China's Yunnan province has made rapid progress in developing its local education.
Number 19. China Eastern Airlines ordered three Boeing 737 passenger planes.
Number 20. An information market for nature protection has been found in Shanghai.
Number 21. New York. It looks like the future is already in the hands of the youngsters. A 12-year-old boy has won a U.S. national competition by Chrysler Corporation to design the car of the future.
Number 22. Winnipeg. A 7-year-old boy became the youngest Canadian to win a Medal of Bravery. He got it after saving his sister from a black bear that was attacking her.
Test 2, Section 1, March 30th, Monday, CCTV Channel 1, 1938, Focus Interview, 2005, 15-part TV serial, Challenges of the Laid-Off Workers. 2110, Military Magazine. 2125, Man and Nature. 2252, Sharing the Moment with You.
March 30th, Monday, CCTV Foreign Language for Teaching Programs. 1440, New Serial English Lessons for Middle School Students. 1455, New Century American English. 1650, Victor English. 1900, TV Japanese Lessons for Traveling. 1930, Special News Broadcasting in English.
Section 2. Dick has woken up feeling ill. He has a headache, a sore throat, and a pain in the stomach. His parents look worried. They don't know what's the matter with him. Mrs. Green says to her husband, "We'll have to call the doctor." She's rather cross with him. She blames him for Dick's getting ill. She says, "It's all your fault. You shouldn't have let him out yesterday without his coat." Mr. Green doesn't like her nagging, but he knows it's not the time for quarreling. So he hurries over to the telephone, picks up the receiver, and dials the number for their doctor. The doctor comes to the Greens' house. He's a kind old man. He says to Dick, "Open your mouth and say, ah." Dick does so, and the doctor looks down his throat. After that, he takes his temperature, feels his pulse, and listens to his chest. Finally, the doctor says to Dick, "Well, it's nothing serious, just a bad cold, but you'll have to stay in bed for a couple of days and take some medicine." "Oh, good," says Dick. "That means I can miss some school." Dick has woken up feeling ill. He has a headache, a sore throat, and a pain in the stomach. His parents look worried. They don't know what's the matter with him. Mrs. Green says to her husband, "We'll have to call the doctor." She's rather cross with him. She blames him for Dick's getting ill. She says, "It's all your fault. You shouldn't have let him out yesterday without his coat." Mr. Green doesn't like her nagging, but he knows it's not the time for quarreling. So he hurries over to the telephone, picks up the receiver, and dials the number for their doctor. The doctor comes to the Green's house. He's a kind old man. He says to Dick, "Open your mouth and say, ah." Dick does so, and the doctor looks down his throat. After that, he takes his temperature, feels his pulse, and listens to his chest. Finally, the doctor says to Dick, "Well, it's nothing serious, just a bad cold, but you'll have to stay in bed for a couple of days and take some medicine." "Oh, good," says Dick. "That means I can miss some school."